Hello, welcome to the project management course. I want to take a few minutes to give you some information about my background and how this course came to be. My background is actually not in academia, it is in hospital operations. As part of my hospital position, I became responsible for a multitude of projects, and early in my career, I was woefully unprepared for these projects. As with most folks in the healthcare industry and actually many other industries, I was responsible for managing and overseeing these projects in addition to my regular responsibilities. So as a vice president of operations, I was responsible for the ancillary departments, pharmacy, laboratory, emergency department, etc., as well as the support departments, dietary, facilities, telecommunications, housekeeping. And as part of the facilities part of my position, I was, from the very beginning, responsible for construction. As somebody who does not have an engineering background, this was quite the challenge for me. And it was also a challenge for members of my team who, particularly at the beginning, did not have any confidence in my ability to manage construction, renovation, additions, that sort of thing. So early on in my career, those projects that I managed at the beginning did not go so well. And what I learned at that point was, number one, that I needed to familiarize myself with the tools for making project management better, and also that I could learn from my mistakes. And the School of Hard Knocks has been as important, if not more important, than what I have learned in terms of project management theory. So this course was born from that. The good news is I got better at managing projects as I went along. I had a couple disasters in the beginning, and I have not had any since. But not all projects are perfect. In fact, none of them are perfect, I should say. And even to this day, sometimes things can come out of left field and surprise me. And I think to myself, I'm not going to repeat this mistake the next time. So that's a lot of how this happened, is that I started with construction projects, but they weren't limited to construction projects. There were integration projects, installing new equipment, installing information technology, all of this while I was managing the day-to-day operations of my division at the hospital. When I left the hospital, I left in 1997 to start my own consulting firm. My consulting business was primarily focused on managing projects for clients. And often I was pulled into a client organization and asked to manage a project team whom I had never met. And so there were different issues relating to those sorts of projects. In the hospital, I knew who was on my team. They may not have reported to me, but I at least understood the politics of the organization and knew where to go to get help. And I also had some authority in terms of having there being some consequences if somebody did not cooperate on the team. But as an outsider, I had to take a different approach and really try to sell the business case for the project and win people over while I'm also asking them to do the project itself. So it introduced a new layer of complexity. On the other hand, being an outsider managing projects also gave me a freedom that I didn't have within the organization. And that was the freedom to not have to follow the organizational chart. So if my client was high up in the organization and somebody lower in the organization was not cooperating, I didn't have to go to that person's boss and then to that person's boss to get what I needed. I was able to go to my client who was high in the organization and quickly get a decision or quickly get some support. So that was a positive experience. So, and those projects that I managed as a consultant and still do actually, are not construction projects. They are more, hospital operation integration, development of new services, and program evaluation and implementation of new services. So although we will certainly talk about the concepts behind project management, I just want to give you a heads up that the way I'm coming at this is from very much a practical standpoint. And often people who take my class, probably not in the Master of Medical Management, but other students at Carnegie Mellon's Heinz School who take this class, each semester I have some students who are interested in pursuing project management certification as a project management professional or a PMP. In order to do this, part of the requirement is that they take an exam through the Project Management Institute. And so I always offer a disqualifier here at the beginning that this course does not follow word for word the standards of the Project Management Institute, because I find that the standards can somehow confuse the issue, and I'd rather simplify it so that for this course at least, once you take the course, you are able to immediately implement some of these tools in the projects that you're managing. So it doesn't prepare you for passing the test, it prepares you for the real world and managing the projects. One final comment is that also available on this website is a demo for Microsoft Project, which is a software tool which is the most commonly used software for project management, but that doesn't mean it's by any means user-friendly. Microsoft Project was a Microsoft acquisition. It's not a build-from-scratch Microsoft Project program. So the toolbars are different, the layout is different, and it takes some time to ramp up to get familiar with it. I certainly do not recommend that you try to learn Microsoft Project while you're managing that project. It's worth it for you to take time before you start that project to be familiarize yourself with Microsoft Project, test it out, try to complete the fields and develop a project plan before you have the pressure of a project hanging over your head. And the same goes for somebody whom you might wish to delegate Microsoft Project to. Please give them some time, ideally 8 hours in a classroom, at least a demo such as the one you see on the website, but it's not the time to learn it when you're in the midst of a project itself. It's just not that user-friendly, and it can actually cause you to waste time rather than save time. But having said all that, if you have any questions about Microsoft Project, you're welcome to ask. We can talk about it on the discussion board if you'd like. But I just want to give you a little heads up about that. So we will not be covering that as a required part of the course, but you are welcome to try it out and to use it. So one final comment about my background is that project management is my passion. I teach lots of different courses for Carnegie Mellon, and this one is by far my favorite. I teach it to a wide variety of audiences, experienced professionals, students, graduate students right out of undergrad. I teach it for the American College of Healthcare Executives as a seminar. I teach it for Carnegie Mellon staffers and researchers as part of their ongoing employee learning and development program. So this is the course that gets me most excited. It also is very high stakes. When you're managing a complex project, which makes it all the more challenging and makes me all the more passionate about trying to do it right. So I just want to say that I love it. I am not perfect at it. If anyone tells you that they have managed a project perfectly, I challenge you to find out what planet they're coming from, because I've even the most experienced project managers have problems with their projects, and that's part of the fun of it. Okay, so I look forward to going through this course with you. Thank you.